All right. Hey there, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today for this special bonus episode that I wanted to record for World Mental Health Day. Now, I'm a day late with this episode because life got in the way, as it often does, but in a way, every day is a mental health day. We have our health every single day. Taking a moment to recognize it, to advocate for it, and to do what we can to support it is so incredibly important to me personally, and to a lot of the guests that we've listened to throughout the podcast so far. And I wanted to share a couple of the main kind of insights that I've learned as a result of having all these conversations. First and foremost, I think it's really important to recognize why it feels, especially now, like our mental health is such an overwhelming kind of aspect, an all-encompassing, ever-present aspect of our lives. A lot of what we experience is down to human nature. A lot of our psychology, as any psychologist will tell you, is at least in part biology. I have been reflecting a lot on the nature of what is difficult for us and why it is difficult for us. What immediately strikes me these days is the kind of disadvantages that many of us are at that will make our mental health so difficult to deal with, and indeed many of the challenges that we experience so incredibly difficult to deal with. We've all heard the scolding kind of remark from the stereotypical angry parent, right? That life is unfair. If we say, oh, this is so unfair. Well, life is unfair. So deal with it. For me, the question remains, why is life so unfair? And what I've started to realize is that the main issues that we wish to solve for ourselves, that we wish to overcome, are often the ones that we seemingly can't overcome until the challenge we've overcome has been overcome. It's hard to achieve the most difficult things without the consequences that having achieved those difficult things in the first place would have on your life. So let me take myself as an example. Something I've struggled a lot with throughout my life is a sense of loneliness. Now, to overcome that, what kinds of changes would you need to make in your life? You would need to be able to forge new connections, as well as to be the kind of person that others want around, so that they want to build a connection with you. Well, here's the conundrum for me. If I feel so intensely lonely and such intense aloneness, with what energy am I going to be able to do those things? With what energy am I going to be able to change myself and what I do and how I am to be more likely to get that result? And so often we're stuck in cycles, and these cycles keep our mental health in a really, really shitty position. And so I've started thinking about these cycles of negative mental health or of worsening mental health as these barriers to the kind of ultimate change and the ultimate person that we want to be. And of course, life becomes so unfair because they're so intensely difficult. All cycles can only be broken from within. And what that ultimately means is that if you don't have that consequence and you don't have the energy to make that consequence happen from having that consequence, you must seek that externally. This is one of the biggest things I've learned from the podcast show so far, is the difference between the internal and the external. Externally, there are an infinite number of problems that we could face. We've spoken to guests from all kinds of backgrounds, positions in life, who have had all kinds of different difficulties and challenges. But the one thing that remains consistent is that when the shift went from the external to the internal, for every single guest we've spoken to, something started to shift. No longer did it matter so much that these unfair positions or these challenges or these obstacles were being thrown at these people. They were incredible people for us to listen to because of the choices they made, and the choices internal. There's a Nepalese proverb that I learned years ago when I lived in Nepal, which goes if there is no enemy within, there can be no enemy without. If there is nothing within you that lessens you, then nothing externally can affect you. In many ways, it's a very Buddhist saying, right? Very philosophical saying. More recently, I learned of, I believe it's a Chinese proverb that goes, "Do not speak ill of yourself, because the warrior within will hear you and be lessened by your words." In other words, your unconscious self will hear the words that you have said consciously about yourself. And that unconscious self will just kind of accept, okay, I guess this is what I am now. And so you will start to reinforce the negative thoughts you have about yourself. Seeing yourself as a warrior, someone who can create an inner strength, an inner peace, so that the external doesn't affect you so much. That has personally been one of the biggest challenges for me. It's also one of the biggest challenges many of our guests have faced, and one of the biggest challenges that I know many of my peers and colleagues have all faced. So for me, it stands to reason that this is one of the most difficult aspects of improving and overcoming our mental health challenges that a human being will maybe ever have. The reason I wanted to record those thoughts down is, to me, all of those different elements that I just discussed are all very innately connected. If we are trapped in certain cycles of negative mental health that are so much easier for us to worsen, whether it's by thinking less of ourselves, acting less of ourselves, or focusing on the external, if it's so much easier to make ourselves even worse and so much more difficult than that for us to make ourselves better or for us to improve things for ourselves because those cycles exist in the first place, then any of us, and all of us to some extent, are at a huge disadvantage. And anyone who's experienced even worse issues or more challenges, whether it's challenges placed on someone by society as a result of things like their skin color or their gender, straight through to disadvantages that you have because of situations you faced growing up, all of these issues matter. And the impact they have on your mental health matters even more, because all of them are these cycles. And the more entrenched they are, the harder they are to overcome on your own. So why do I share this for World Mental Health Day? Well, to me, understanding these issues in combination also helps us see a way forward for overcoming the cycles of worsening mental health that many of us, if not to some extent all of us, will naturally find ourselves trapped in at some point in our lives. There are probably three major things that I've learned as a result of doing this show that I think help overcome that cycle or even help us break that cycle. And all of them fundamentally come from this understanding that all cycles must be broken from within. In other words, one of the elements of the cycle that feeds into the next must change. So for example, if I struggle with the energy that is required to change my life so that I can achieve the goal that is keeping me trapped in this cycle, well then, what other ways can I find this energy? This is in some ways the most difficult of the three things that I want to share with you, right? Because again, if I need to make a fundamental shift and I don't have the energy to, because I haven't made that shift yet, where am I supposed to get that energy from? One thing we've learned throughout this show is that you can get that energy fundamentally so much and so strongly from certain habits that you can take up, that you can be in control of for yourself. So for example, a lot of the books I read right now end up being about psychology, right? In some way or another, touch on elements of psychology or psychological things. And I also read some philosophy as well. And a lot of this has to do with the nature of human beings, the way we work and why we work the ways we work. And so one thing I've learned very fundamentally is that we can take control of the little things in our life. the habits we put in place, the things we choose to say to ourselves, the beliefs we choose to instill within ourselves and those around us about our lives, about who we are, about what we do. And there are also some really simple little things that we can do to make ourselves better. So, for example, this morning I heard of a little trick where taking a deep breath, tilting your head up and staring straight up, right, as if you're looking to the sky, that will make you feel more at peace. And I'm sure there's a biological response in there somewhere that says that a human being who does this, you know, will start to release the chemicals in your brain that make you feel a certain type of way. There's a reason that in meditation practices all over the world for thousands and thousands of years all have a huge focus on breathing, because breathing does incredibly powerful things for us. A lot of meditation also involves visualization. Visualization is such a powerful and important tool. All of these things are things that you can choose to do regularly. But the reason to me this is so important to recognize is because instead of just saying, you know, the cliche shit of just do this, just be in this situation, just feel this way, just put in these habits, just do these things, it's actually important to recognize just how difficult it is to do them. If you've got a voice in your head telling you this is weird, this is scary, or this might change you, so don't do it, often that's your ego, and your ego likes how comfortable you are with being in a shitty position or being caught in a cycle of negative mental health that you don't like, but your ego's familiar with it. And so doing all these things feels weird. They feel strange. And as a result, it's really no different than it being a monumentally difficult challenge for those of us who it feels too weird for to do, right? And I very much know what that feels like. I feel like a lot of us will know what that feels like. If we've ever tried to learn to be more at peace, it feels really uncomfortable at first. We live in a strange world right now where we're getting further and further detached from the naturalness of the world and of being a living creature. And so understanding that that is an important part of your mental health, and that it's okay if you struggle with that, struggle with changing your routines, with improving your habits, that is okay. It is okay to be aware of the monumental difficulty you might be facing. So that's learning number one, that there are things you can do to make yourself feel better. But it's okay to struggle with that, because that is part of the mental health journey. So what is learning number two? Well, again, let's go back to this cycle. Cycles can only be broken from within. So going back to the question of how you get the energy to break whatever cycle you're in. Well, if you don't have the energy within you, perhaps you can get the energy from someone else. Learning number two is just how important having the right people in your life is. If you have a strong support network, people you know you can rely on, whether it's speaking to them, whether it's getting support of some kind from them, whether it's someone who, you know, takes you out or who makes you feel special or who listens to you or who helps support you in doing things like establishing those routines, you can get your energy from elsewhere. Now, the reason I say that is actually not for those of us who are like, well, where do I get that from? Because you can't control if someone else supports you, right? But you can control how you support someone else. And this is what I want to get at. One thing we've learned and talked about a lot throughout the podcast is that the energy you get from the world is the energy that you give to the world. So in many ways, karma is very real in some very literal senses of the word, right? Therefore, something that might end up helping you with your mental health, in some ways directly and in some ways indirectly because it will come back to you, is by supporting other people with theirs. Being someone who learns to listen, to really listen to other people, because unfortunately a lot of us go through our whole lives never feeling listened to. To be someone who's a shoulder to lean on if needed, making it known to other people that they are loved, that they are heard, that support is there for them if they're needed. And this support can take all kinds of shapes. It can take direct shapes of, you know, if you're struggling, you can speak to me, through to indirect shapes, such as let's go have fun today, or reminders about how great you are or how great life is, or affirming other people, right? If someone you know struggles to speak kindly about themselves, speak kindly about them to their face, because you will be weaving those words. You'll be creating the energy that they are not strong enough, for whatever reason, to create for themselves, to help them gain that strength for themselves. So in other words, a big part of the battle with your own mental health is about the other people in your life. And what you can control is the fact that you are that other person in someone else's life. So that's learning number two. So the final thing then, as far as breaking those cycles of mental health is concerned, will be about energy. So if we say we need a certain amount of energy to achieve the goals that are holding us back and or that are causing our negative or worsening mental health, how do we get that energy? Well, we've said we can support ourselves through the journey with affirming beliefs, positivity, habits, and a generally positive and healthy lifestyle. And we, through other people, we can gain energy through our connections and our support network. Okay, what about the energy from other parts of your life then? What about the other things that you can do that give you energy? We have a lot of these things. We do them all the time. This can be focusing on doing something you're good at, something that makes you feel better, a hobby, a sport, something creative, something that makes you feel like you. A lot of people get this through physical exercise. A lot of people get this through music, through adventure. A lot of people get this through other people, spending time with people they love. You can also get this through your passions. And this is what I've really learned throughout this podcast, is that just as it's important to understand that dealing with difficult mental health is okay because you are human, understanding how you make yourself feel better, the little moments that are most important in life, the ways that you get energy and why you're here, these are all also a part of being human and therefore also deserve your focus and attention. Taking time away to do things that make you feel better, that make you feel more like yourself, but also things that excite you. Perhaps you have a passion for something, or you have a side hustle that you love, or you have people that you miss that you need to travel across the country to see. Perhaps all these things might be difficult for you to do, but that's not an excuse to not do them. Let me take the time to give myself the energy that I don't otherwise have by traveling to see those people because I love them and I miss them, and therefore, because life is short, it's worth doing. Let me take time to work on this passion, to record this podcast episode, for example, because I enjoy the feeling of creating. Let me take time to write something creative because I love music and it helps me express myself. Let me take time to bake a cake because I love the creativity and I like that I'll have a reward at the end of it. Let me take the time to go give someone a hug or to be there for someone else or to read a book, to go on a walk, to spend time with my pets, to play a video game. Who cares what it is? You are human. The joy that you have in your life should not be forsaken just because of the things that are holding you back. I mean, think about that. That makes no sense, right? Well, the job that I hate is taking up all my energy, so I don't have time to do the things that give me energy. Well, that doesn't make any sense. But for some strange reason, we just accept that. And what I've learned is that that never actually solves any problems, and most of the time creates them. You cannot break those cycles of mental health, of negative mental health. You cannot break your cycles of negative mental health without allowing yourself to be a human being, connected, simple, enjoying life. There's a beautiful quote from Brené Brown. She basically says, well, why should we be, you know, enjoying the luxuries that we have in the West, for example, when there are people all over the world suffering so much more than we are? And her answer to that is, because joy matters. Joy is important. Feelings of joy are important for being human. Do not allow yourself to forsake being alive just because the way that you are living isn't making you feel alive. Make a choice to make a shift. And for some of us, again, that will be difficult. That's really difficult for me. That's hella difficult for me. Because of things like stress and pressure to achieve. And sometimes that stress isn't fabricated. Sometimes you have, you know, deadlines or bills to meet, you know? But a small amount of time to rest your brain is only ever going to help you. It's difficult and sometimes unnatural to kind of overcome that. And that's why having all three of these support mechanisms, everything from your own routines, to understanding how to treat yourself as a human being, to having other people in your life to support you and give you their energy, is so immensely important. Together, these areas help give you enough energy to overcome the disadvantages, challenges, the issues that you might have for just long enough to actually solve those problems and overcome them. And for young people like myself, or people in difficult positions such as leadership roles, these kinds of issues can feel unsolvable if we haven't experienced monumental shifts in who we are yet in our life, or in a long time in our life. And to that, the only thing I can say to you, and in many ways I'm saying to myself, is that this is achievable. It is there in your future. I promise you. You are more than good enough and more than worth it to be able to achieve that goal and to get there. Whatever you're struggling with right now, you can and will overcome. Whatever you feel like you're not good enough for, you're more than good enough for. Whatever you feel is holding you back really might just be a temporary setback. You can turn your life around, you can break those cycles, you can make the world a better place and improve your own life. As unfair as these cycles often feel, they're not the be-all and end-all. You are enough. Understanding the cycles you're a part of and how you slowly help yourself to overcome and break that cycle, that can be life-changing. I wish you all the best of luck and of love. The Lost and Searching podcast is here for you to help with that. We'll be listening to lots of amazing people on this show who help us understand the ways that they overcame some of these issues. I would encourage yourselves and even their own younger selves about how to deal with these issues and overcome. And I really appreciate your support, you being here, and I hope you stick around for even more of these conversations. But until then, lots of love from me, and hopefully we see you back here very soon.